This is KUT. Health advocates were hoping lawmakers would seriously tackle the issue of maternal mortality during the legislative session that ended this week. A few bills did pass, including a bill to improve maternal death investigations and reporting practices. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, one important piece of legislation fell victim to political infighting.
The rising number of women dying in Texas while pregnant or soon after giving birth was one of the few bipartisan issues before the legislature this year. Texas has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the developed world, and there were hopes lawmakers would figure out ways to curb that trend. One of the proposals was from Republican Senator Lois Kolkhorst. She wanted to extend the work of the state's existing maternal mortality task force. It's set to end in 2019. Here's Kolkhorst during a hearing on her bill.
I think that this is a pro-life bill and just as important as some of the pro-life bills that we have seen, because it is the mother who gives that life and gives a part of her in birthing that child.
And so far, the task force hasn't been able to figure out why Texas has seen such a large spike in deaths. So they don't know exactly how to stop it. Kolkhorst's bill would have provided more time to hopefully find the answer. In the same committee meeting, a woman named Donna Kreutzer begged lawmakers to keep looking at the issue.
As a mother who lost my beautiful daughter to postpartum depression, I'm here today to testify in support of Senate Bill 1929.
While that bill moved along, Democratic State Representative Sean Thierry pushed for the state to look specifically at why Black women were three times more likely to die. But Thierry ran into some bad luck. Her bill made it to the local and consent calendar, but was killed right before Mother's Day. That was along with a slew of other non-controversial bills. And it was thanks to infighting between a small group of conservative Republicans and others.
But after that happened, I decided that I wasn't going to give up, and I was I decided to work behind the scenes.
Thierry saw Kolkhorst's bill, that first bill I mentioned, was still alive and moving. So Thierry worked with Senator Kolkhorst to make her measure an amendment. But more bad luck. Right before the last day of session, that bill was also killed by political squabbling from a small group of conservative Republicans. Thierry says it's been pretty disheartening.
So, you know, it's one of those things where they say lightning never strikes in the same place twice. But for whatever reason, when it came to women's health and our ability to live and have children go through childbirth safely, once again, the bill died.
Among other things, the bill would have asked the task force to look at how other states are doing when it comes to tackling maternal mortality and then come up with best practices. Thierry says that's all at risk now. But she's still hoping something can be done before 2019. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.